We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi President and CEO. And I did not realize this, but Bob, you guys are celebrating 85 years at Ascension this year.
Yeah, so actually on November 5th, 1936, the Sisters of St. Joseph of Concordia actually assumed operations and control of the old Parkview Hospital. So that was the beginning of our presence here in the community. So actually we're talking about it today because actually we've been doing for a week, actually having some celebratory activities around that. It's really ranged from a community perspective. Actually, our associates have been collecting and we are donating a bunch of winter clothing, coats, gloves, mittens, stuff like that to the Fit Closet with USD 383 here in Manhattan. And our team in Wamego has actually been doing the same thing for the Rock Creek School District and the Wamego School District. So we have kind of that special mass the evening of November 8th with Bishop Pinky from the Salina Diocese. So that was kind of our another community event that we had to celebrate. And then just kind of in between a lot of just different staff activities and kind of commemorating this and also celebrating. I think it, quite honestly, in the midst of the pandemic, Brandon, it's been nice to put some positive energy into recognizing the work that people have been doing for 85 years to take care of people here in the Manhattan region, and also to look ahead because we want to do that always and kind of just celebrate that. So that's been a fun thing to do over the last week.
That is nice. And, you know, we still see the signs. I know I drive by the hospital almost every day because I live in that area of town, but you still have the sign out there that says, you know, heroes work here. And I think that's always neat to see. And you really have a lot of folks who, just from my experience and taking my daughter and other family members in for care, you know, these people really do. I mean, they do have an element of human, I don't know if humanism is the right word, but you know, they do care about each of the patients that come and visits.
Well, no, you know, I think one, certainly history there, but also, yeah, I guess I don't think anybody gets into healthcare and stays in healthcare if they don't care about their fellow person, their fellow man. And so it's a great opportunity for us also to, you know, be reminded about that, the importance of compassion and empathy and supporting people. We don't see a lot of people on their best days. We typically, you know, something's gone wrong. Otherwise, you know, someone's got a healthcare issue. And so it's so important to be that support, to be try to be understanding and try to help people on that journey. Because again, see a real wide variety of reasons that people are here. So,
well, yeah, that's a good point there. And, you know, one thing that's always good to note here is anytime the hospital gets some good feedback here from outside agencies, that's always nice to hear. And I understand you've got some good news to report.
Yeah, so everybody might have seen the press release, but we have been recognized, Ascension Via Christi Hospital in Manhattan has been recognized this year by the LeapFrog group as being an A when it comes to hospital safety. And so what this is, it's a national recognition, which, by the way, I'm pretty excited about because we've been working on this for a couple of years and kind of starting to see some things kind of come to fruition. But LeapFrog looks at a bunch of different indicators. It's a couple dozen different indicators, and it's things like you would expect, like mortality of our patients and our readmissions, infection rates. But it also delves into, do we have safe practices when it comes to administering medications? Are we using our computer system? Are we involving our physicians and associates in how we're caring for patients? And so it's kind of this whole litany of metrics, which is important. Certainly we want to do well on the metrics, but also I think it's kind of that culmination of, is this a safe place? And that's what we ultimately, again, this gets back to kind of our prior conversation. In the end, that's the goal, is to have a very safe place to get your healthcare. So we're very excited. As you're driving by, Brandon, you probably have noticed the banners that it should be going up, maybe actually even today. So
very cool. I'll have to take a look at that when I drive by later today. You know, that's great. And, you know, hospitals get recognition all the time, I know, but that's one certainly to be proud of.
Well, you know, I think for us, it's kind of been something to, again, to focus on over the last 20 months.
No kidding.
Because certainly COVID, and there's a lot that we've done around COVID that had to do with safety. But to be also kind of keeping your eye on everything else that we need to be doing to take care of everybody. So I would not say it has been a distraction, because it's been a focus all along, is how do we keep getting better every day and making this place safer. So the LeapFrog designation, that's we're just excited about that. It's kind of nice to be recognized. But the other thing I think you learn when you go through a process like this, you really learn what else you need to do. And we have a list of things we need to get better at. And so I think that's also the byproduct of going through this process with LeapFrog, is it really kind of opens your eyes up to the other opportunities that you still have. And so what are you going to do about that? And that's that'll be the work for us for the next several years, is, you know, again, just work down that list and keep making this place safer and safer.
All right. Well, I know one thing, we'll kind of maybe end on this a little bit, but we're getting into the holiday season, and we've talked about this in the last several months that I've had you on the show, about just not ignoring your health care, take care of yourself. And I think that's especially of note here during the holiday season, when, you know, you're going to be around a lot of family members. And if you have a medical issue, and now's the time to get a hold of your doctor and let them know. Don't let it go ignored.
You know, definitely we encourage people to do the screenings. And, you know, again, depends on what you may be at risk for, but, you know, getting mammographies, doing colonoscopies. For those who are diabetic, you know, checking A1Cs and their blood work, it's actually so important just to kind of keep tabs on all of those things. And, you know, as we look towards the holidays, and I think a lot of people are really looking forward to the holidays this year. You know, again, just so what can you do to be safer with that? And certainly, you know, there's vaccines always come to mind for me, but, you know, it's also a good time. I was actually talking with somebody just this last week. A disappointment of mine, actually, with our response to COVID as a country, has been how little conversation there's been about how do we mitigate some of the other factors that actually have made us this COVID so deadly. And so it's important to watch what you eat. It's important to exercise. If you still smoke, you really need to think about not smoking. If you got diabetes, you really got to work to control that. If you've got congestive heart failure or COPD, are you following the regime of your provider to try to, you know, maximize what you're able to do? It's doing all of those things that actually are what position us to not be as impacted by a COVID or the flu or anything else, if we're just taking care of ourselves. And so it certainly encourage people, you know, again, conversation you need to have with your primary care provider or whoever it is you see for healthcare. But just think about what you can do to be healthy. And so we can all go into 2022 and kind of get a fresh start, hopefully, and go ahead, move ahead.
All right, very good. Well, let's hope so. Bob, it's always good to talk to you, and wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again in December.
Thank you very much, Brandon.